car involved in a fatal hit-skip crash in Canton has been found. The Starr County Sheriff's Office says investigators located the vehicle. They had been searching for a white car with front-end damage. Further details, including whether the driver has been identified, were not available. 39-year-old Sean Gates of Canton was struck by a vehicle on Shepler Church Avenue Southwest on the evening of June 15th. He died at the scene. The investigation continues. Starr County could pay much less than initially expected for the renovation of the county jail. Granger Welty is the construction manager for the project. The repository reports it presented commissioners Wednesday with bids from subcontractors totaling $75 million. The original estimate was between $80 and $85 million. Commissioners will discuss the budget and magnitude of the project and are expected to vote on it July 16th. Construction slated to begin next month with completion in late 2027. A crash damaged the statue of President William McKinley in downtown Canton. The repository reports the statue's base suffered about $7,300 worth of damage when it was hit by a runaway recreational vehicle June 3rd. The city will negotiate with the parties involved to cover costs. The camper reportedly broke free from a truck while being towed at the corner of Market Avenue North and Tuscarawas Street West. It went over the curb, took out a Lincoln Highway marker, bounced off the courthouse steps, and hit the statue. The highway marker will have to be replaced. Kuhn Restoration, which installed the pedestal, made repairs to the base. Fatal crash has a former Starr County and Ohio State football standout in court. 40-year-old Kirk Barton was to be arraigned yesterday in Franklin County Court. He's charged with aggravated vehicular homicide and the death of a 24-year-old man early Saturday. Police said Barton had slurred speech and admitted drinking alcohol before the crash. He was allegedly driving on the wrong side of the road at a high rate of speed as his vehicle entered historic Dublin just before 3 a.m. He hit the other vehicle on West Bridge Street. Mosquito spraying extended in the city of Canton. Work was unable to be completed last week due to rainy conditions. The area to be treated is bounded by Tuscarawas Street in the north, Market Avenue on the west, and the city limits on the south and east. Residents with respiratory ailments should take necessary precautions, and beekeepers should protect their hives. Residents are reminded to remove items from yards, such as buckets, cans, and old tires that can collect and hold water. Work will be done Wednesday night from 9 until midnight. Salineville police searching for a suspect in a recent assault. Officers responded to West Main and Washington Streets Wednesday night. They found a male with unspecified but non-life-threatening injuries. He was treated at the scene and taken to a hospital for evaluation. Joe Leffler was identified as the suspect. He's considered armed and dangerous. Leffler was released from prison in August after serving 2 years for aggravated burglary and domestic violence. Anyone with information on Leffler's whereabouts asked to call Salineville police. Man pleaded guilty to charges resulting from his arrest during an undercover sex sting in Salem. 27-year-old Devin Eckerd of Edina entered the pleas Monday in Columbiana County Municipal Court to charges of engaging in prostitution and possessing criminal tools. He was sentenced to 180 days in jail with 160 days suspended and credit for 3 days served. Mahoning Valley Human Trafficking Task Force says Eckerd responded to an online ad for sex and was arrested Friday after showing up at a prearranged location. Eckerd had a felony warrant out of West Virginia. The Highway Patrol investigating two crashes in Wayne Township Sunday afternoon. Just after 1 o'clock, a motorcycle operated by 64-year-old Gregory Stuntsman of Carrollton left Route 518 and hit an embankment. Stuntsman was transported to a hospital by helicopter while a female passenger was taken by ambulance to another hospital. Neither person was wearing a helmet. The ambulance was involved in a crash about 20 minutes later at Route 518 and Route 164. The driver of the second vehicle was taken to a hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. No one in the ambulance was hurt. Incident at a Youngstown apartment leads to an arrest. Police responded to a Market Avenue address late Thursday after reports a man had forced his way into an apartment and pulled a knife during an argument over a woman. 83-year-old Charles Ratliff was later found inside another tenant's apartment. He allegedly got another woman to knock on the door and forced his way inside when the resident answered. Ratliff was arraigned Friday on a charge of aggravated burglary. A woman has admitted to her role in a drug trafficking ring in Youngstown. 49-year-old Takesha Bailey Mills pleaded guilty in federal court to one count of conspiracy to possess with intent to distribute a controlled substance. Sentencing scheduled for October 8th. Bailey Mills was one of 8 people indicted for selling cocaine, fentanyl, and methamphetamine. The indictment states 2 houses on the city's south side were used to store and sell the drugs between August 2021 in January 2023. Bailey Mills is the first to plead guilty.